Alright, lads. Enough of the shenanigans. What the hell happened to Kells and his Irish lager? He was a true Celtic lad. It was too bad. I think he got mixed up with the IRA. Anyhow, on to beer coasters. Sláinte. I think we could be still. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. Let's crack it.
I am straight, craftus, erectus, right now.
Oh, don't drink that beer. That's for the bugs. Here, have this wine.
I'm quite a few ounces into the show right now.
Well, hello again, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast.
Hello.
This is a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast and everywhere in between. I'm your host this week. I'm Mike from Boston. And guess who's with me this week, folks?
That would be a little Irish lad named Toby out here in Las Vegas.
Right. And on with the show. So this week's show, if you haven't guessed yet, it's going to be our St. Patrick's Day show, a.k.a.
our annual St. Patty's Day
secret
show.
Secret of the Kells Lager, which we'll talk about soon.
Yeah.
So for our fermentation conversation this week, we are going to try Rogue's Kells Irish Lager. And tasting flights, what do you got, Toby?
I am trying Knee Deep Brewing's Immigration Red Ale, or IRA.
Yeah. And I'm going to try awesome. Harpoon's A Celtic Ale.
Perfect.
A fine seasonal brew for the season. That's it, man. Let's get into this. I want to drink some beer. I've been dying to drink some of this beer.
Yep.
So let's rip into it. This is a fermentation conversation. We are going to try Rogue's Kells Irish Lager. This beer is from Rogue Ales out of Newport, Oregon. Their website is www.rogue.com. This is an Irish-style lager. The ABV on this beer is 5.0%. That's for you, Beer Coaster
nice.
Chris. And the IBUs are a whopping 28. Let's crack it.
So do we talk about the Kells now, or you want to wait?
We can talk about... Go ahead. You talk about the Kells. You reveal the secret right at the beginning of the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, we can wait.
No, that's fine.
I don't know if you had a plan.
Nope.
Let's just crack it.
Come on. You know me better than that. 147 shows, and this guy thinks I have a plan.
Okay, let's
crack the beer. That's my plan.
That's a good plan. I like that.
For ingredients, I got a whiff of some stanky hop. For malts, they use the Great Western Pale. They use Crystal 15, wheat, acidulated malts, Great Western 2-Row, and for hops, they use a Sterling and Pearl. All
right, everybody hear that? Okay, mine's a little hazy. Is yours hazy?
No, mine's crystal clear. You can see every single carbonation bubble rising.
Lots of carbonation.
To the top. I got about 3 fingers ahead on this glass.
Yeah, I got about 2 Yetis.
And I got a big old, like, 20-ounce, what do they call that? Is it the English pint that's got the
little
bubble in there?
A little divot. Yeah, this I'm using a fancy new Pilsner glass that I got for Christmas.
It is.
So it's nice and slender.
It's quite slender.
Yeah.
I've been watching your figure. It's pretty yellow.
Right. Yeah, very yellow, straw-like, like a pale yellow color on the nose.
Sweet, grainy.
Yeah.
Lagery.
Yeah,
it's like
it has that.
Like a lemony.
Yes.
It's like lemon.
It's a lemony grain. It's like if you were to have like a lemony whole wheat cracker or something like that. But it's very subtle. It's not like a super, it's not, because you know a lot of those, I don't know, maybe as it warms up, the big lageriness will come out, you know, that stanky malt or that stanky lager smell.
Metallic-y,
but so far, it's, yeah, so far it's very subtle. You can get that little bit of that lageriness on the nose.
Gonna take a sip.
Sip time.
Sip time. Cilantro.
Cilantro.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Mine's pretty crisp.
It's kind of very crisp.
Sweet right in the beginning and then just crisps right up.
That crackeriness is there. It's not very astringent or metallic.
No.
Yeah, very dry. It reminds me of like an English style lager or, you know.
Even a really like, you know, a good quality like Czech style Pilsner or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah, that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you said it uses that Czech Pils yeast. Yeah. I think that's the way to go. You know?
I didn't say that, but now I'm reading that right on the bottom here. Yep. Czech Pils yeast. Yeah. And don't forget free range coastal water.
Free the water.
I don't know about you, but I don't like my water bound with, you know, behind bars. I don't want to see it.
No, I don't
cages.
Like it caged in. No, I like my water free, mm-hmm. Free to the world. Now, if you're going to go lager, this is the way to go.
Yeah.
If you're going to drink lager, I think this was like $5.
Was it?
So
$5 for a 22-ounce?
Yeah, I think it's around $4 or $5.
Almost two beers.
Yeah, so, you know, if you compare it to a six-pack of Budweiser, you know, it's way more expensive. But you're getting a lot higher quality.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, there's real ingredient. There's no fillers in this beer at all. I mean, it is don't get me wrong. I mean, it's a fizzy yellow beer. But it's a fizzy yellow beer that seems like it's done the right way, you know?
Yeah, I'm not really getting a lot of that super metallic-iness. It's actually, now it's starting to get a little more sweet.
Yeah.
Like a little bit of very subtle honey, maybe a floral. There's like a really light floralness to it. Yeah.
You get big kind of citrusy aromas with a grainy, and when you mentioned the cracker type. Grain on the sip, and that's right on.
Mm-hmm.
Very light, you know. It doesn't.
Yep. It's chuggable.
Yeah, there's no. It's not a thicker mouthfeel with this at all. It's pretty crisp.
This is sitting outside in the summertime, you know, at a bar with like by the pitcher, you know, with this.
Yeah. Food pairings for this one.
Yeah.
It goes really with any kind of light, you know, light meal. Like if you're doing lunch, like a soup and sandwich or something like that. You know, this type of beer would be okay.
Or like a soup in a bread bowl.
Yeah,
type
something
thing.
Like that. You know, and even the soup, it could be, you know, anything from like a chicken noodle, just something kind of, lighter, not too strong.
Basket of fries, you know.
Basket of fries would be good with this beer too.
So yes, we're drinking fizzy yellow beer.
Yes, we are.
This week.
How about that? And it's not green, folks. It's not green.
No green beer, please.
Rate Beer rates this 45 out of 100, but a 90 out of 100 to style.
Wow.
Beer Advocate users rate this an 82, which they consider good. And the Brothers Ahlstrom, as now we refer to them as,
yes.
They rate this an 86, which is also good.
Good.
Good. So, once again, that is Rogue Kells Irish style lager, although you may not see Kells on the label.
That's right. Revealies time. What is the secret of the Kells Lager,
the
Mike?
The secret of the Kells Irish style lager is it does not say Kells. It's Rogue's Irish style lager.
So we'll see by the end of the show if we get an answer from Rogue why they pulled the name Kells off of the bottle.
Yeah.
Hmm. And if we don't talk about it in last call, send us some backwash. We want to know if you have any inside tips or any inside info on why Rogue took the name off.
Because the
label's the same. I mean,
of the Kells.
It still has the old guy playing the penny whistle on the cover, you know.
Ah, the penny whistle. That's one of Ireland's famous flautists.
Yes, maybe that's it. Maybe he, I don't know, he was discovered as an IRA member, and so they pulled the name.
Oh, no. All right, that's enough. Or I lose all our Irish listeners.
Well, hey, we've got IRA coming up next.
Gemini Lounge, a chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes. It's Gemini Lounge.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Well, top of the morning to ya. Happy St. Batty's Day.
From the Pacific Coast.
Yes, out west. I'm representing the west side today for our St. Patty's Day show. I am trying the Immigration Red Ale, or IRA, from Knee Deep Brewing Company out of Lincoln, California.
Knee Deep.
So, Knee Deep. I didn't notice this, but they've had a label change as well.
Oh, wow. This is just a label-changing show, huh?
It no longer says IRA. It just says Immigration Red Irish Style Ale. But before, the label said IRA really big.
Huh.
So they must have gotten in trouble or something. I don't know. This comes in at 6% ABV with 29 ABUs. It is an Irish red, according to Beer Advocate, or an Irish ale, according to Rate Beer. But this is an Irish style ale, according to Knee Deep Brewing. So that's what I'm going with. And I'm going ahead and crack it. I got my English pint glass. It's like Mikey.
Ah,
has.
Same kind of glass I use.
Glug, glug, biatches. All right. So I got a good solid finger of off-white head. Color is a reddish copper. Some good carbonation happening. Very clear. Very clear.
Yeah, I'm looking at the old label now. That's funny.
They did. Yeah. And it's so funny because of all of the months and months and months that I would go to the beer store and I would see both of these beers on the shelves, I knew that this one was called the IRA. Even though when I picked it up, I didn't even really look at the label.
Right.
Like, I just knew that that was the one that I was looking at.
That was that beer, yeah.
And then the Rogue, the Kells Irish Lager, I told you about it, Mike. I was like, yeah, it's the Kells from Rogue, Irish Lager. And I didn't even think about it until I was doing the research on it when I got home after I'd already bought it. And I was like, oh, it doesn't even say Kells on the label. Anyway.
Hope so, I got the right beer.
Strange things are happening here in the St. Patty's Day edition.
I think the leprechaun's befallen us.
Yeah. Those tricky little bastards. So, yeah.
They are tricky little bastards, aren't they?
On the nose. They're always stealing me lucky charms.
Man. Hand me red ale.
We're so hated in Ireland right now.
Hand me lager.
Ooh, nice hops on the nose. Yeah, there's this like dirty, earthy hop on the nose. Oh, for the ingredients, it uses East Kent Goldings hops, and it's dry hopped with Amarillo. So that's where I'm getting that nice hoppy nose there. The malts are pale malt, roasted barley, Crystal 120, and Crystal 45.
Crystal 45.
Smooth. You've never looked so good. Right? Is that what it is?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's got a really nice hoppy, earthy nose. There's a little bit of that toasted caramel malt. Yeah, it smells nice. I'm going to take a sip. Slancha.
Slancha to you.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Where did you say Knee Deep was out of?
Lincoln, California. The guy, the head brewer there, the guy who started Knee Deep, is from Reno, Nevada, and he's won a bunch of awards, like homebrewing competition awards or something like that. And so I think they're not contract brewed because it's actually Knee Deep Brewing, but they may have one time brewed out of somebody else's facility there in Lincoln. But yeah, the guy, the owner, the head brewer guy, he's like a big proud Reno guy, you know. Because yeah. I think before when I did the Beautiful Blonde for our whatever that show was, the Beautiful
that
Blonde
Beer
Show.
Beer Coasters Prefer Blondes?
Yeah, Beer Coasters Prefer Blondes show.
I believe. Check
and make sure. The label, it has like a chick standing there, a blonde chick, and then in the background there's like a cityscape in front of a mountain, you know, and it looks like Reno. So that's
correction.
Why
I'm sorry. It's for our, that was our Hey Ladies show back in June of 2011.
Nice. Hey ladies.
Hey ladies.
So yeah, it's got a really nice mouthfeel. It's got that, it's not too thick. It's not too watery, but it's a good drinkable. You definitely get the like those toasted caramel malts. There's a little bit of the stankiness or that musty maltiness in there.
Musty malts.
And it finishes with a nice, dry, slightly bitter hop. Yeah, it's really nice. Real grainy. It's not sticky. Like, it doesn't have a really sticky mouthfeel.
I was thinking Amarillo. I know it said East Kent Goldings, which is kind of... that's kind of like a classic English style hop,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then, but the Amarillo is kind of a big, bold, citrusy hop, right?
Is it the citrusy one? Yeah.
Isn't that like a bigger, bolder Cascade? I think the Amarillo is.
It's around, God, I wish I had my hop wheel here. But yeah, I think Amarillo and Cascade are right there.
Hop wheels.
Yeah. They're like right there. In the spectrum, you know, the flavor profiles, they're right near each other. So I think you're right. I think they're on the citrusy side.
You're telling me they're hop neighbors? Is that what you're telling
yes.
me?
Yeah, this is, it's got, if you like hops and you like red ales, this is like a nice hoppy red, and it's not too big. It's only, you know, it's only 6%.
Yeah.
For a food pairing.
I think Ireland's famous flautist is in... In your back room somewhere.
Yeah. In the tub. Flautist.
That's what I've been told.
Really? It's flautist?
It's pronounced flautist.
Oh, wow.
Like pianist?
Yeah.
Flautist.
Oh, those crazy Irish flautists. Food pairing. Corned beef and cabbage.
Oh.
I think that it would actually work. And some potatoes, yeah, like some boiled potatoes. And yeah, corned beef and cabbage. I think this would actually work. Some roast, you know, some cooked carrots. And because you know, like when you do like some of those, yeah, because you know sometimes you get like those chunks of peppercorn and stuff like that in there, so you get a little bit of a spiciness with the from the pepper and whatnot.
You know what they have too that I'm not sure if it originates in if it's an Irish dish or not, but I know that have it here in New England. It's called a boiled dinner, which is basically like a pork shoulder or pieces of pork shoulder and potatoes and carrots and everything's basically it's all kind of cooked in one pot. And then you just kind of drain the broth and there that's it, you know. It's kind of a one pot, and it seems if it's not, you know, an original Irish style meal, it seems like it, you know, it was, you know, definitely a deviation from the original version of whatever that is.
Yeah, not bad. It's got really good hops in this one. I like it. I think it's more than 29 IBUs. I think it's got a really nice bitterness that's higher than that. I'm thinking more around like my professional opinion and experience. I think it's more around 40.
Yeah, opinion.
Yes. 40 or 45 IBUs. But that's just me. Rate Beer gave this a 72 out of 100. Nothing from the Beer Advocate users and nothing from the Alstrom Brothers. There's only been like 6 ratings as of today. So 6 is not enough to give an actual rating. Which is crazy because I've been seeing this beer for a long time. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. Pick up some Knee Deep.
Getting knee deep in the Irish.
That's right. I was telling Mike off mic that they're pretty big here in Vegas. I see a lot of stuff from Knee Deep Brewing, which is pretty cool. And so far, I think I don't know what I gave the Beautiful Blonde, but this one is
I heard what you gave her so far. And it wasn't pretty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was pretty. That's what she said. Anyway. Right. Check out the Knee Deep's website, www.kneedeepbrewing.com. Immigration Red Ale, or I'm sticking with the IRA. I don't care what y'all say. IRA is an awesome name for Irish Red Ale.
Aces and Ales, premium craft beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada, with happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. With a wide variety of hard-to-find craft beer on draft and bottle. Special tappings every month. Don't forget to stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft coupon. That's right, Aces and Ales, 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, Eastside, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Yeah.
All right, it's my tasting flight. Here in Boston, home of the American Irish.
That's right.
I'm trying Harpoon Brewery's Celtic Ale. This is an Irish style red ale, and this is from Harpoon Brewery out of Boston, Massachusetts. Their website is www.harpoonbrewery.com.
Hey, it all works out.
This beer, when it was first brewed, its first year of production, it was available on tap, like in the greater Boston area. So you'd be able to get it on tap certain places, but it wasn't bottled, for a little while after that. And I actually only saw this available a couple of years ago that I actually noticed it, you know, showing up in other package stores and whatnot. So I'm not sure when they actually started put this in six packs and send it out, seasonally, like on a regular basis. But anyway, this beer has an ABV of 5.4%. The IBUs are 25. And I'm going to crack it.
All right.
I was working on trying to get the ingredients for you folks. I tweeted Harpoon and they, you know, I asked them the question about ingredients and they sent me back a question to a question. which
they sent you back to the website. Love.
So we were hoping I was hoping I'd get a tweet back, you know, before I cracked it, but it's too late, Harpoon. Did you hear that?
Done cracked.
Yeah. All right. So
sounds fizzy here.
Got some good head, really tight, tiny bubbles here. All in the glass. I got about a Yeti finger of head, which is about a finger and a half to our newer listeners.
Yes, finger and a half and of our human fingers.
Yeti finger show. If you're wondering what this all means, it is. I would say a little lighter than amber. It's not the.
That's a nice head. Some of the reds,
you really start to get it. Yeah.
Is that a nitro? It looks like Guinness.
I know, because it looks like it's in a Guinness, because it's so much darker here in the room.
It's in a Guinness glass.
But yeah. Yeah. It's fluffy. It doesn't have that really thick, you know, nitro creamy head on it.
Yeah.
On the nose. Oh, some good toasted, not quite caramel, but like a really light, like a buttery toffee kind of aroma. And it's weird, but it's almost has a gum, not quite like a true bubble gum kind of scent, but there's some kind of chewing gum,
yeah,
aroma in there a little bit.
Hmm.
It's got some kind of spice peeking through there too.
It's like fruit stripe gum.
Like yeah, not quite that.
Three chews and then there's fruity. No flavor, but you still have that gumminess.
Yeah, it turns into silly putty.
Yeah. Oh my jaw.
Maybe dates, like a date nut bread, because there's kind of a nuttiness, but there's some type of maybe fig, you know, fig type aroma in there.
So what is this listed as? What style?
Irish red.
Okay.
I think. If I had the ingredients, I would know if it was an ale or a lager.
Mm-hmm. it's an ale though, right? Oh, the Celtic ale. I hope that it's taking a sip, yeah. Dude, I wonder if you had like a Scotch ale on nitro. How awesome that would be.
Sounds really good.
But we're doing Irish beer.
We get to talk to Beer Coaster Ty about some interesting brews that he maybe ventured to.
Yeah. Hmm.
The Mech Nitro.
Yeah.
Mech Nitro. So on the taste here, on the sip, as we refer to it, it has kind of a toasted malt with some like woody, almost like a woody hop. I know that we haven't really just described hops that way, but it's like an earthy kind of hop, and some of that nuttiness that I was talking about in the aroma, aroma,
right?
Starts out very slightly sweet, finishes up with a bitterness, but you still get the maltiness kind of sits on your tongue a little bit. Interesting. I'm gonna pair this with something.
Yeah, do it. Pair it.
I'm gonna say chicken pot pie.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think so. I think that little bit of a nutty maltiness with a chicken pot pie, you know, the good creamy chicken pot pie and the flaky crust. Yeah, sounds good. Some chicken pot pie. I'm going to break for a chicken pot pie. I'll be back in. No, but I think that would be a pretty good pairing with this. If you guys get a chance, this is a seasonal brew, and, you know, we're talking about
seasonals. You may not be able to get it now that it's almost springtime.
Yeah.
Get a spring beer or St. Patrick's Day beer.
Yeah. Now that it's springtime, you might not be able to find it.
Yeah. Now that it's springtime, you may get your hands on some summer ale. I don't know.
Right.
That may be running low too. But Rate Beer, they rate this 41 out of 100.
Whoa.
And 43 to style.
Whoa.
Beer Advocate users rate this an 80, which is good. And the Brothers Ahlstrom rate this an 89.
How is the Brothers good. Ahlstrom?
Ah, the Brothers Ahlstrom. Fine lads, they are.
Yes, they are.
They don't try as many beers as the beer coasters do. But
but they've been at it for a lot longer of a time.
Yeah, a lot longer, yeah.
Since the late 90s, I believe.
So yeah, if you get a chance, try Harpoon's Celtic Ale. It's interesting. It's a little bit different than you might expect from Irish Red.
I got your one word. Larry Bird.
It's not Celtic's Ale.
Oh, right.
I hope Irish men like golden showers. Cause I'll be drinking tons of beer on Saturday with no bathroom in sight.
Time for some backwash. Let's check the beer coaster's email and hotline.
So this backwash, actually, we got a little,
couple weeks ago,
but this one comes from Quinn, and Quinn says, "Hi there, I hope you don't mind, but I just wanted to take a moment to write. My husband and I had a few over for dinner the other night, and a friend had brought over a beer that he made, and everyone absolutely loved it, and said it was the best tasting beer they ever had. Sorry for rambling, but ever since, my husband has not stopped talking about starting to make his own beer now. So I've been trying to read up on homebrewing, and needless to say, when you Google beer, you get a lot of stuff to sift through. But I came across your page." That's right, folks.
That's,
listen to that.
That's
she
crazy.
She Googled beer and found the beer coasters. That's right.
That's crazy.
That's pretty damn cool. Because I remember when we first started the show, we were waiting, like, we would Google beer ourselves, you know, and beer podcasts and all this stuff to try to see where we'd come up in Google.
Yeah.
Like, in the beginning.
Yes, we Google ourselves.
Yes, we Google ourselves from time to time. Doesn't everyone? It's natural.
Yeah.
It's nothing to be ashamed of.
That's right.
So she actually put our link on there, and then she said,
"I wonder if Mother Teresa ever Googled herself."
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
Was she around for Google? Is she still alive? I don't even know.
So she found our link, which is super cool. And she said that we had a lot of useful information, which I don't know if I agree with, but I really do appreciate the comment.
Yes.
And it was a big help to her. But one of the things that she mentioned that would be a benefit to our site and for listeners/readers would be to have a history of beer page on our website. And we thought that was a great idea and still think it's a great idea. And we're probably going to work kind of work on a beer coasters version of beer history for you to add to our page. And we may recruit a couple of our fans to maybe kind of contribute to that just because we appreciate their comments and humor and their backwash. So we may reach out to some of our listeners to contribute to our history of beer for beer coasters.
Nice.
So anyway, she goes on to say that could make a great addition to our page, and have a great day. Well, have a great day to you as well, Quinn.
And yes. Really, thanks for listening. Thanks for finding us. Cheers. That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm gonna cheers Quinn right now.
Gotcha.
If you guys want to, you can send backwash just like Quinn did. And you can send that to backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com, or you can dial us and just leave a message, just like you're dialing anyone else, and leave a voicemail. It's 339-225-9274. That's 339-BACKWASH, without the C.
No C.
All right, folks. No C. This is what you've been waiting for. It's time for Last Call.
Alright, everybody, last call!
Last call, bitches! That's right, folks. This is where we have our pint ratings, and the first up for our pint ratings is a beer coaster, Toby.
Ah, yes. For the Rogue Irish Style Lager, or the Rogue Kells Irish Style Lager. You know, folks, if you're going to go lager, this is the way to go. Because it didn't come off as your typical stanky, metallic-y lager. It had some really nice sweetness. It still had the crispness. It was refreshing, very drinkable, nice floral hoppiness, nice honey notes, very nice quality stuff. I'm gonna go 4.5.
Whoa!
Yeah, man.
Not perfect, but still awesome.
Yeah, I mean, this is, it's like probably one of the better lagers that I've had, you know.
Yeah, I think we kind of have to really stay in the realm of style with trying to rate this one. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, as anybody knows listening to this show, we're not huge fizzy yellow beer fans, as most craft beer drinkers are. You know, they're not big
fizzy yellow beer drinker, you're usually not a craft beer drinker. In most cases, not everybody. I mean,
that's the thing.
There's not craft beer drinkers that don't appreciate a good lager.
Right, which you should. I mean, if you're a good craft beer drinker and you're not a snob, you should have your mind open to all styles, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, I think, Mike, you said something like one of the biggest snobs out there is the Bud Light drinker that won't drink anything else other than Bud Light.
Yeah.
Like, that's, to me, that makes perfect sense. You won't even try something else. You're a complete snob. You know, whatever you're drinking now is the best, and you won't try anything else. Anyway, my one word for this 4.5 rated beer is conversion, because I think this is a great way to grab somebody that's a American lager drinker, that's all they drink, give them a bottle of the Rogue Irish Style lager. Hopefully you can convert them, because in my opinion, I mean, this is where you start. If you're going from lager, if you know somebody that's all they drink is Budweiser or Coors or whatever, the big three, then this is a great way to introduce them to, hey, you know, this same style made really well and on a smaller scale and with better ingredients, better flavors. Hey, I didn't know my lager could have these great floral notes and these, you know, not so metallic-y and get disgusting when it warms up a little bit. Anyway, conversion. That's my one word. For the Knee Deep Brewing's Immigration Red Ale. Yeah, man, pretty stoked. I'm going to go 5 pints.
What?
Wow. Dude, this is top notch, man.
That's not knee deep. That's up to your eyeballs.
Yeah, I mean, this is, in my opinion, I mean, I was just drinking this whole thing and I only shared one sip with my wife. That's how much I enjoyed this.
I enjoyed this so much, I didn't share it with my wife.
Right. It's see what
a ringing here. Endorsement.
It has a really good earthiness that you would expect out of a typical Irish red. It's got a little bit of a smokiness to it. It's nice and bold. You know, if you're one of those beer drinkers that likes big, bold flavors, I mean, this takes the Irish red style and kicks it up a little bit. You get some nice hoppiness in there. Really well done. I mean, you know, hats off to Knee Deep because, like, going into this, I didn't have, like, really high expectations only because the one time I've had their beer before, I was kind of like, yeah, you know, whatever, their blonde ale's pretty good, whatever. This is top-notch, man. This is a good representation of American-style Irish red. I mean, it's an Irish-style ale, but in my opinion, it's a little bit more on the hoppy side. Those flavors are kicked up a little bit, so I like it. I mean, it's good stuff, so 5 pints. My one word is IRA, because it's badass.
Right, I'm bringing the name back.
I'm bringing the name back. That's right. Oh. Where'd it go? Oh, here.
Well,
my IRA landed somewhere else on the page. Alright, Mike.
I'll leave the IRA jokes on the inside. For my rogue Kells Irish Lager, kind of on par with Toby here. I agree that it's just a good lager, and I don't.
Yeah.
You don't hear me say that too often. I'm not a big fan of the style. I much prefer the ales, whether it's a malty ale or a hoppy ale. More often than not, I get a very metallic-y lager, yeasty.
Those metallic lager,
and this it didn't have that. It was just a good quality lager, and I'm gonna give it. You know what? I'm gonna give it a 4.5 as well, because I think it's. I can't think of many better lagers that I've tried. And so it's got to be right up there in kind of the top 5 or top 10 list.
Would you say the reason why you and I are not giving this a full 5 pints is because
I think it's because it's a lager?
Typical, yeah.
A lager couldn't possibly be 5 pints? I don't know. It's possible. There's got to be something kind of holding back there.
Yeah. I don't know what it's missing. I don't know what would make it a better lager. And, you know, we've had, like, the Noble Pils from Sam Adams, which I think you, me, and Chris actually rated it pretty high. I don't know if any of us gave it a 5-pint rating, but, yeah, I mean, just something about it. It's not a perfect beer, but...
Yeah.
Damn good. I mean, 4.5 is awesome, especially from 2 beer coasters.
Yeah. And for my one word on this, I'm actually going with Papa John's, because they have the saying, better ingredients, better pizza. Well, this is better ingredients, better beer.
Papa John's, dude. That's awesome.
So, that's that. For my Harpoon Celtic Ale, this is an Irish-style red, which I found out here during the last call. I didn't mention that this beer actually had a different name as well. This was the...
what is going on here?
Hibernian? Something like that. So it actually had a different name previously as well. So that's kind of strange. There's all kinds of secret previous beer titles.
The Irish known man. As. They don't want you messing with their styles.
The princes of beer, I guess.
Maybe it's Guinness. Maybe Guinness is...
and I don't mean princes as in princes Irish. And kings. I mean princes as in the artist formerly known as.
Yeah.
So this was a pretty decent red. I mean, it was very drinkable style. It had some interesting malt character. Maybe not some classic textbook type red malt characters with the caramel and whatnot, but it did have some of those elements, but it had a few interesting other elements with the dates and the nuts and the more of toffee over caramel and that type
and
of thing.
And the vanilla and the pudding.
And the pudding. Yeah, so,
And the Coke and the Smile.
No, Coke and the Smile, I think, is Eddie Murphy. Not Bill
Cosby. Have a Coke and a Smile. Shut the fuck up.
Not Bill Cosby. So, yeah. This one was good. I'm gonna give it a 3.5. Because, I mean, there's a lot of Irish reds out there that I do enjoy that have a really good malt backbone and still maybe have some hoppiness in there, according to whether it's an American style or, you know, a European style. Less hoppiness, obviously, if it's a European version. But,
Obviously.
Us Americans like to kick it up a notch.
Bam!
So, yeah, that's, I'm trying to think of a one word for this, and,
Told you, man. You need to use my one word.
It should, yeah. I'm gonna go ale or lager?
Ale or lager? Question mark?
Yes. There you go. Because I'm not sure whether it's a red ale or a red lager.
Look at that. It says ale or lager.
And even on the bottle, it says Harpoon Celtic Ale, Irish style red. Red lager, red ale. Although, way back in we had a red ale show and an amber show, and we talked about that. The ambers, usually, there's more amber lagers and red ales.
Yeah.
But there are, you know, there's both out there, but you normally see amber lager, red ale.
I wonder if there's a red lager. Do they make red lagers?
I don't see why they couldn't. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's breweries. You get the brewery like we talked about before, where Cape Ann Brewing Company, they use lager yeast in all of their beers, but, you know, they'll do like a lager at ale temperatures or whatnot. So.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, I mean, I suppose anything you brew could be an ale or a lager according to, you know, the yeast you're using, I guess.
Right.
I've even seen last time I was in San Diego where Ballast Point did an IPL, they called it, an India Pale Lager.
Wow.
Anyway. So, yeah. That is the Harpoon Celtic Ale. Check it out. It's different. It's cool. So, those are our pint ratings. If you guys want to follow us, you can do that. We're on Twitter and Facebook. Untapped, Google Plus. You can subscribe to us in iTunes, and we are also on Callisto.fm. FM? I can't even talk.
FM.
And we're probably on some other things, but we haven't quite figured out where we are. So when we search other places for us, we'll let you know.
We used to be on podcast.com, but I don't think
we're not sure what happened with that.
But you can listen to our show directly from our website, which is beercoasterspodcast.com.
Yeah. Also, you know, I'm sorry, Toby, I'm going to interrupt you again,
That's all right, I always do. Yeah.
We never really talked about this, but on our website, there is two ways to listen to us. And that's, we have the Flash Player where you can listen on the website if you have the Flash Player installed. Or there's an MP3 download that's right below it maybe I don't have the best graphic on there to show that it is an MP3 download. I'm kind of working on that, so it's kind of more obvious. But there are those two ways. So if you don't have a Flash device, both of me and Toby being Mac users, there's some devices that we have that aren't Flash capable, that there is the MP3 download, although most of our Apple devices will have the iTunes. Now I sound like an old man.
Yeah.
You got the iTunes. Yeah, I played it on the iTunes. So anyway, you can do that in MP3 download as well as the Flash. Right. That's all.
Straight from the website.
Because I know we've never really talked about that before. 147 episodes later.
Yeah. And another thing you can do at our website is click on the shop link, buy some swag. If you made it in time, you have yourself a nice green Slancha Beer Coasters St. Patty's Day
t-shirt.
It's
pretty cool, man. It's a Slancha. Got the Celtic knotwork in the logo. Got the shamrock there instead of the... Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's our shop link. Check it out. We got other stuff. We got stickers and steins and shirts and things. check out my brews paper. I've got a Beer Coasters Daily that comes up every day. It's an aggregated
newspaper. Aggregated. Not aggravated.
Online.
But what aggregated. It said not aggravated. You just click on the aggregated.
Yeah, it's not aggregated. Sometimes it can be aggravated. If you click on the brews paper link right there at the top of our website, check it out. Lots of cool stuff to read up on daily craft beer stuff.
Yeah. Tell your friends. Tell your friends, friends.
Thanks for listening.
We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate all our listeners, new and old.
Yeah.
Thanks for sticking around.
Because we're going to keep doing this whether you're listening or not. So.
Yeah.
But we do appreciate you're actually listening. Support your local brewery, brew pubs, beer bars, home brewers, etc. Drink local, because local is fresh.
And of course, we'd like to ask you not to drink and drive, because that's just dumb.
It is quite dumb.
How about some shout-outs?
Shout-outs.
Get some shout-outs.
I'm going to give a shout-out to Rogue, because Rogue is very hip with the beer geek population, and they have all the information that you need on the bottle, on the website, and that's pretty cool. And not to mention,
as opposed to some other breweries,
Rogue makes some great beer. The fact that Rogue can make a style that I don't like, and I can drink it and like it, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
so
it is.
Shout out to Rogue.
Props, Tom in LA. He was hitting us up on Facebook.
Yeah, I haven't got any backwash from him in a while, but we got a couple little Facebook comments. So shout out Tom. So, and also Beer Coast Charlie, which. He was also on Facebook and kind of contributed a little bit, but also called before while we were getting ready for the show, and that was pretty cool. I haven't talked to Beer Coaster Charlie in a while, and Beer Coaster Charlie, for those of you who don't know, when I was in San Diego, we used to drink craft beer, you know, quite a bit, whether, you know, maybe even like once or twice a week. Sometimes we'd go out and have a beer at the down on the Brewlevard somewhere in San Diego, and I miss that, and looking forward to flying out there soon and do some of that again. Yeah.
Nice. And you heard from Quinn today in our backwash segment, so we'd like you to send us some backwash.
Mighty Quinn.
Send us an email. backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com. You can also call our hotline. 339 backwash without the C, or 339-225-9274.
Yay.
Cheers.
A reminder to all our listeners out there, this is your show. We're just drinking in it.
Slancha
to you.
See you in the pubs. Keep the Irish pubs alive.
Yeah.
Jeez, quit closing down the Irish pubs. Come on. Jeez. Cheers. See you next week. What are we doing next week? Spring beers. Ooh, springtime is here. Bringing spring beers next week. Spring release. Spring. Oh, yeah.
Thank you for joining us in this issue of Beer Coasters. Podcast with us next week, right here on Beer Coasters.
147 shows, and this guy thinks I have a plan. Crack the beer. That's my plan.
Glug, glug, biatches.
It's the secret of the cat.